Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Downfall, our Dungeons & Dragons role-playing podcast. It's been a while since we played, and since then, with generous donations, we've acquired a really fancy new microphone.
Ooh.
As you can probably tell by the audio quality being far, far better on this.
Audio quality.
So thank you to our generous patrons, Mr. Cochran and what were we calling him?
Dr. X.
Mr. X. Shadow yep. Doctor.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yes.
So, yeah, we're really happy to have this. It really makes it sound a lot better. It looks all professional.
Hopefully it sounds professional.
Except for the content.
Even that, a little bit.
Yeah.
Depends on your profession.
Yeah, so.
Exactly.
So. All right, so we're missing my wife for this session here, out from illness. But the rest of us are here. So the last session where we stopped was the party had just caught up to... maybe later.
Yeah.
The dwarf.
That's right. The dwarf.
And he was being controlled by the amulet, and they've come across him right as he is killing a victim and blasting them into a wall, and it's forming that kind of chalky imprint on the wall itself, like right then and there. So, that happens, and then, you know, you guys see it, right? And then, like, 2 seconds later, you see the dwarf crumple to the ground.
Oh, good. So he's not...
Well, Minerva's been killing people.
I want to walk up next to him. That's me walking up next to him.
I look at the rooftops.
And I'm going to do a health check to see if he's okay. And I'm going to try and get the amulet off of him without touching it.
Okay. That's probably pretty doable. I don't see any reason why not.
Okay. We'll do that.
Give me a check.
Like around his neck?
Yeah.
Like... A dexterity check?
No, give me the health one, because you're trying to see if he's okay.
Yeah, and how I need to heal him if he is sick. That didn't go too well. 12?
He is merely unconscious.
Okay.
And probably not even for very long.
Got it. All right. So, I take the... It's a crystalline amulet, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I take, like, one of my pouches... Like some cloth, and I wrap it around it and tie it up.
I wish you were still Balasaur, because Balasaur would have just smashed it. And it would have been interesting.
Balasaur smash.
No, we got to find out where this came
Death
from.
Death smash!
Yep. All right, so at about this moment, 2 things are going to happen. Yes.
Hang on, I wanted to be doing something as well. I want to bind the dwarf.
Tie him up?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so 2 things are going to happen. 1, the dwarf is going to wake up. And 2, you guys are going to roll for initiative because a thing is going to happen.
Oh.
Let's see how well I can control this without having a mouse plugged in, because I don't have a mouse plugged in.
You got a mouse there, though.
Yeah, but I only have 1 port, and that's going for the microphone now.
Oh, ooh. We'll get you a port splitter with our next Patreon money.
Nah, that'll be something I'll just get myself. But it looks like they have not designed this to be particularly touch sensitive.
Hmm?
Even, yeah, okay, good, I can. All right, so give me your guys' numbers here.
Okay. And you just add your dex bonus?
Yep.
Yep.
Oops.
Yep. All right, I have 1.
5. And you're out of spells, right?
Okay, sorry, give me a second.
Huh?
You're out of spells, right?
No, I'm out of second level. No, we got 1 more second level spell.
Okay.
No, because we took a break, remember?
Did we take a
19.
Break?
I don't think
give
we took a 4.
Oh, sorry.
I was trying to move the combat thing instead
of
close.
Did we take a long or short rest?
Short.
Short rest? Dang it. Okay. So that means I have...
No.
2 slots left.
Right, I'm just not going to try moving that anymore.
I think we
used
a short rest.
John, you said a 19?
19, yep.
Okay, I'll have to add your character.
I don't know. On my character sheet, I have written down I have 1 second level spell slot expended, and that's all. So,
it's possible you didn't expend that much.
Either I forgot to write it down, or...
Okay. All right. Yeah, give me your guys' numbers here.
23.
23, 4... Okay.
I had a 1.
That's not very good.
No, but I'm the healer, so it's good if I go last, because then they've taken damage, right? Right.
True. Next?
11.
Okay, next?
5.
Oh, help if I hit enter. Okay, and then... put in the creature. Oh, I need to add the creature. That would probably help.
We are going to take out whatever is attacking us.
Yes, you are.
I hope so.
Looks like rooftop ninjas.
Does using my key count as casting a spell?
Using your key?
Yeah, because I was looking at the feats, and a lot of them are like, oh, this helps you if you cast spells. But
I think if
it's Kai. Key, no, it's key.
Yeah, I think...
it is, I just...
Sure, let's say key.
Yeah, I think it's key.
It's a foreign word that's translated, and it's probably somewhere halfway in between.
Well, foreignly I is usually E.
Yeah. So, is it what you're doing in the actual spells pages of the book, or is it
from your... No, it's its own thing.
Then I don't think that counts as a spell.
Perfect. That's all I needed.
Because, like, the only things that are spells are in that last part of the player's handbook that says spells. Pretty sure.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Sounds right to me.
Sounds right to me as well.
No. This thing does not like touchscreen only.
Oh.
It's wigging out on me a little.
What's the other input?
You want to pair my mouse?
I can't.
No,
it's unless it's Bluetooth.
It is. Bluetooth spoke.
Ooh.
Bluetooth!
Should we pause while we do this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he...
Okay, that's all worked out. We paused it. Things happened. Now it's unpaused. So, anyway, had you guys all roll initiative. What you see is the painting on the wall, or the chalk thing, whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. the painting made of powder, starts to shift and rearrange.
Oh, no.
And rearranges into, something that looks more or less like this.
Like
that's
a
terrifying.
That's awesome.
A spooky ghost?
Like the ghost or the dragon thing?
It's a wraith. So it's kind of a shadowy ring wraith, essentially.
It's like a ghost. It's got the form of a person with like a shadowy mist around it. Shroud. Right.
Rearranges into that and then comes out of the wall.
And then proceeds to try and get our faces.
It does not look like it's here for a social call.
Well, that's unfortunate. You should always come for a social call before you try and eat people's face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know.
Isn't that usually the way it's supposed to go? You have a couple social calls, then you take them to dinner, then you eat their face.
Well done, sir. Well done.
That's the way I normally do it.
Yeah, that's my normal method of face eating. Don't forget bath salts. They're usually in there somewhere, too.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
No. You eat the bath salt, then you eat their face. Or whatever it is you do with bath salt.
I don't even know.
Put it in the bath?
So...
yeah, exactly.
So Day is up first.
So there's a weird, crazy monster over there.
There is a weird, crazy monster. This is an awfully small space for a bear.
A bar.
I'm going to do something very different. I'm going to move backwards, and I'm going to cast a flaming sphere. So I will need a sphere.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
And I'm going to have it smack the wraith. And it will need to a dex save DC 14.
Okay, hold on. Internet's failing me. In terms of finding a flaming sphere.
I thought you had one.
There it is.
He did. Flaming sphere?
Mm-hmm.
Is that...
It's just like an old spell.
Kind of looks like a Daystar.
Cool.
Yeah, you, and, you know, I kind of am dead, so...
All right, you can control it.
Thank you.
Okay, and then, sorry, you said it has to make a what save against what?
DC 14 dex save.
DC 14 dex, okay. Give me a second.
And anyone that ends their turn in that space, in the red space, will take, or will have to make a...
Is there
the same dex fit? Dex save.
Is there an aura around it? Because I don't see one.
Mm-hmm. It hasn't been made visible to everyone else. Oh, okay. See, that's aura.
Aura 1.
Now do you see it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I need to find the rule again really quickly for damage resistance.
Since if you're resistant to some kind of damage, what does mean?
Yeah, because it doesn't have numbers associated with it anymore like it used to.
So it's either half or flat reduction, probably.
I'm guessing it's... Well,
half sounds good. So that was...
Of course.
So does the
resistance see damage resistance?
Damage. But it does damage right now.
Mm-hmm.
To the Wraith.
I can have it smack into something. Page 197, halved. In case anybody's wondering.
Resistance is halved.
Okay, you said DC 14?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, so you throw your flaming sphere in the general direction of the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And, what does it do if it dodges? It doesn't, like, it didn't move out of the way or anything. It just doesn't burn, I guess. We'll go with that.
Did it make it save?
Yeah, just barely.
So it dodged.
It takes, I do half of 2d6.
Okay.
So 6 plus whatever its resistance is. So it would take then 3, I guess?
Yes, I think. That sounds good to me.
So it's half of half.
So it slightly singes?
Yep.
I guess?
You singe the Wraith's... mummy wrappings. I don't know.
Toe, I guess. All right. The dwarf.
Am I with or against them right now?
Yeah, what's wrong with his brain right now?
I need to know where I am standing.
I'm going
to
send you a private message.
Perfect.
How do you do that again? It's slash what?
Whisper.
Slash W.
And then the person's name?
Under the big W.
The big W. What is your technical name on here?
John.
John.
First, I'm
wait, I don't see him on there. Weird.
He's
hey, did you under... see a message?
Yes.
We're all doing it now.
So then what shall you do?
Okay, there's your message.
Okay. What shall I do?
That I like is... how I could have just typed into a notepad and just turned my computer towards him. It would have worked just as well.
Would it be upside down to him?
I can't read upside down.
Then be backwards.
It's true. Or you could write it on a piece of paper.
I don't have any around, though.
Like a caveman.
Yeah, I know, huh? What is this? 2005?
Yeah, we say that sarcastically, but I'm sure a good number of our listeners are like, that was a long time ago, dude. I don't know.
That's true.
I was born in 2005.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a lie.
Born
I'm not
in...
sure that our listeners are 9 or 10.
It could
I
be.
I think we're a little above that.
If our listeners are 9 or 10, then they're learning some things.
Like how to play Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Let's go with that.
I was born in 1989.
No, you weren't.
Shut up.
I was going to say,
weren't I'm you like, born in 1979, Sean?
Shut up!
I was 69. I don't remember how old you actually are.
I am the oldest person in the room right now.
Yes.
By a healthy dose, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
So, wait, so it's John's turn?
Yes, it is my turn.
All right.
He's probably like half your age.
Question. Is there...
I would not date someone his age.
One? Oh, you're looking at the rule.
What time of the day is it?
Oh, I actually have that written down. In fact, I don't have to make something up. It is 8 in the morning.
Okay, won't do that then.
And there's a light rain. Does that affect your flaming sphere?
Oh, that affects what I'm doing.
No.
Okay.
Oh, I do like that there's a light rain.
So then there's
so
like
it's sizzling.
Yeah, there's steam coming off the flaming sphere.
And it's a sphere. It's encompassing all of us then?
No. It's a small ball with a radius of heat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's... A 5-foot diameter sphere of fire appeared in an unoccupied space.
That is terrifying. That would be a huge ball of fire.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's like the size of this table.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's terrifying. It's apparently not that hot, though, because it doesn't do that much damage.
Do you think this would count as a small campfire?
Well, it certainly is big or bigger than a small campfire. You couldn't so if put you it need out. A minimum of a small campfire, then you're good.
No.
But no, this would be more like a bonfire.
A floating spherical bonfire.
In the middle of a slum made of wooden buildings. Of it.
This will end well.
Yeah. So is there a source in the middle of it, or is it the whole thing is a giant bonfire company?
There's a 5-foot diameter ball of fire.
Just the graphic of the ball of fire is the ball of fire. Just the graphic. Okay.
And
just
the red area is where it's hot enough that if you end your turn there, you'll take damage.
Yes.
Hot damage.
.com.
Spicy damage. You eat the burrito, take 1d4 spicy damage.
No, that's after you're done eating the burrito. Several hours after you're done.
That's poison.
We should build a dating sim. And that should be one of the...
What?
I don't want to... Just stop right there.
Yes.
I just realized what I just said.
Probably best not to continue that.
Yeah, you might actually want to edit that out.
No, we're good.
I've seen...
Didn't say anything.
I
turn the rain to ice.
Whoa.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
What did you do?
Turn all the rain to ice. It's raining ice now.
In what area?
Where it's raining.
That's literally kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's everywhere.
In what radius?
Well, it doesn't give a radius. But, I'm assuming it's just kind of where I am at.
How does it read?
It's probably like...
Well, what does it say? Read the thing.
What does it say? It does have some... It says... No larger than 30 feet.
So within 30 feet of you, it turns into ice. Oh, no. It's a 30 foot.
So it's like 30 feet circumference. It doesn't say, really. It just says no larger than 30 feet.
Well, what is
radius?
What does the rest of it say?
As an action, you can spend one key point to choose an area of ice or water no larger than 30 feet. On a side within 120 feet of you. You can change the water to ice. Within the area.
That's probably not going to affect the rain. That's going to affect a pool.
Okay. So it just says water.
I like the idea that, like, a 30-foot cube of water is now ice.
Yeah.
It could be. And then it's going to hit the ground, and then more rain will come again.
Yeah, it enters the cube. It becomes ice when it enters the cube.
No, I think there's a cube of water that suddenly becomes ice, then it hits the ground.
And then it's over.
And then it's over.
Technically, that's how the spell would read.
It would become a giant cube.
No, every
a bunch
drop
of
ice
of
in
ice.
There would become there would become ice, and then they would you know
fall, and then it would be over,
and then it would be over.
Yeah.
So you have a bunch of sleet on the ground.
Yeah. So that's what happens.
Okay.
That's my turn.
Where are you doing that?
Right where I'm at.
Okay.
So
15. 30 feet. So 15 in every direction.
Isn't that going to hurt you as well?
Doesn't do any damage, I don't think.
Oh, it just makes ice.
Just makes ice.
Okay. So, what did you say that radius was?
30 feet.
30-foot radius
Not
or 30-foot diameter?
Diameter.
Okay, 15-foot radius.
Did it say a sphere or a cube? It says 30.
No larger than 30 feet on a side.
On a side.
That usually means a cube.
Cube, so it's a cube.
Cubish. So, there you go.
That's
roughly.
Sure, we'll say this time it's...
So, it's a 30-foot cube.
This alleyway is turning into icy hot.
All right.
Feels so relaxed.
And that's your turn?
And
are you going to move?
I do move.
I would totally make that the episode title, but I'm not going to use a registered name.
Hold up. I got to figure out. So it's W/?
Slash W.
You could change it.
Slash W. And what's your name?
Mine?
Yeah.
Slash
Josh.
/GM.
Probably just /GM.
Frigid and warm?
So it's /W/GM?
You gotta put
no,
a space
in slash W space GM space
GM. Okay.
Thrill to us using technology.
Well, it's different than other systems.
Our first session is always a little awkward.
It is so awkward.
Yeah, that's
You're
true.
Awkward.
So, what will the Wraith do? since it's up next.
Yeah, that's true, because he's just sending a message. All right, let's see. Who's adjacent to it? The dwarf is?
Is the only one adjacent to it.
Did maybe let her move or not?
There's a probability that I am moving.
Okay.
But I have to ask a question.
Well, I'll look up what I'm going to have this thing do and make its rolls anyway, and then tell you if it does it or not.
Because if you don't move, you'll take fire damage from the fireball.
Yeah, I know.
It's not a fireball. It's a flaming sphere. There's a difference.
Fireball is a different spell.
Josiah, turn yourself up one notch.
He can't.
Then Yanni, turn him up a notch.
I mean, I can turn myself up some.
That's better. Okay, what are you doing here, John?
He sent it.
Oh.
You can answer yes or no.
Yes.
Okay. Then I move.
You squirm.
Over here.
Flail. All right. You moved out of the fire radius.
And I'm out. What happened?
Okay.
All right.
So Wraith's turn here. It's going to move that way. Actually, I'm going to have it move that way instead.
Is it floating on top of that building then?
No, it's phasing through the wall. So you see it kind of move diagonally half through the wall and half not.
No.
And then reach out towards Morthok with a Frodo ring grabbing motion. No. Make a con save.
Hey, I know how to do con.
I can't see that.
13.
Okay.
Am I also making a con save?
No.
Does that mean you con good?
I con really good.
Okay. I love being a DM. Your hit point maximum is reduced by 28 points.
Wasn't his hit point maximum already reduced by a lot? Anyway?
No, we had a short rest and we were healed. But that also just brings me right back to one.
Yeah.
Out of one.
Really? Because that's just what I rolled. This lasts until you have a long rest.
Awesome.
So you guys see him turn all pale, his like life force gets sucked out, you know, whatever. And you know, because Yanni would character would probably be able to tell you this, having lore, this is a common enough one.
Yeah.
You will die if this reduces one more. You don't get death saving throws. Cool. You don't just go unconscious. You die. So you are not feeling very good right now. And I am, because I love being a DM. So. Okay.
There you go. Why don't you just kill me, and then I can just remake a whole new character.
Not before your birthday.
I am
But then we can't be Morthok and friends.
Yeah, that's kind of true. That's sort of important there.
In memory of Morthok.
Ex-Morthok and friends? The Morthok Memorial Group? Well,
Morthok...
No. We need to be the Morthok Memorial Association so that we can be MMA.
Perfect.
Well,
perfect.
I'll say this. Morthok has... Many brothers.
Move me 10 feet to the left.
Many brothers all coincidentally named Morthok that look just like him and are skilled in the exact same thing.
Some of them are named Thokmor.
Where's the Wraith? There it is. And it's phasing through the wall.
I think you could squeeze into that area right
now. I don't want to be there.
So where he wants to be. He wants to be there.
That's where the ouchie is.
Okay. What?
You heard him. That's where the ouchie is.
That's where the ouchie is. I don't want to be there.
Okay.
So I bust out my short bow. I go. I had something for this. Eat arrows, stupid! And I shoot him.
Birds.
Roll your thing.
I'm hearing birds.
Just are there birds near you?
The window's open.
I miss.
That's probably what we're hearing then. Birds chirping from thousands of miles away.
I kind of like
thousands.
It.
Really funny,
it's a little over a thousand.
Because I thought the birds were chirping on your end.
I don't think they are.
We don't.
But I wasn't going to say anything about that.
I don't think we have any birds here.
It's definitely coming from your...
All right, well, anyway.
Attack the world, go.
Yeah, what's Hillcade Hill doing?
Hillcade Hill is missing his target.
Fantastic. Are you sure? This thing's not a super high AC. What'd you get?
Brain not work.
It's okay. It's okay. You can tell us. We won't laugh that
it
hard.
It is 11.
That's not that bad. But yeah, you miss. Wait a sec. Where are you, like, stabbing at it?
No, I was shooting it.
Okay. For coolness, your arrow just passes through it and hits the wall? Well, I guess it hits the wall and passes through at the same time because it's like half in the wall. So it just hits the wall and doesn't seem to affect it.
Twang.
Okay, Morthok.
Okay.
The one and only.
Thunderwave. Because I can do that.
That should be a James Bond movie.
Thunderwave?
Yes.
Well, the last Thunder movie was horrifying, yeah, so...
It is a Pokemon move. Pikachu.
No, I'm thinking that Thunderwave. Two-man enter, one Morthok leaves.
Actually, in this case, 3-man enter.
And if our audience is, in fact, like teenagers, they will so have not gotten that reference.
Okay, they're making another one.
So
yeah, that's true.
Actually, before I do that, I want to make two things.
Yeah.
Int, well, like, a knowledge check on the Wraith.
Yeah.
Which, what is that, just int?
I get, well, yeah.
Or history, or
what? Religion, knowledge religion.
Religion, I can do that.
If you have religious knowledge, just do it.
12.
Okay, what I will tell you here is, you know it's immune to necrotic and poison. It pretty much resists everything else. And you can't restrain it, petrify it, make it prone, pretty much anything that would in any way affect a real living creature, a physical creature.
Okay.
And it doesn't like sunlight, but that doesn't help you.
Helps me, because I got a sunlight.
If you guys are like high level, you'd be like, I blast away the clouds with my dragon breath.
Hmm.
Okay. Second, I want to do an insight check on the dwarf to discern his current state of mind.
All right, give me a roll.
Six.
He made ice.
I rolled really bad.
And then walked next to you. Wait, and isn't attacking.
Did the ice follow him?
It shouldn't have, but it
did.
Oh,
yeah. So I don't know how to make a... There's probably a way I can do that.
Yeah. Okay, then...
So it's snowing.
Well, it did briefly.
If I didn't have one hit point...
There's ice on the ground there, though.
If I didn't have one hit point, I would care about you a little more. But I only have one hit point.
That's good to know.
So, Thunderwave.
Wait.
Make a con save.
Con? Why are you hitting... Can't you not hit him with Thunderwave if you aim it right?
The only way to do that... there's no way, given where the Wraith is, to...
Where I am at.
Yeah.
What? I don't...
He's doing a thing. Just let him do his thing.
Yeah, but you're doing it wrong.
No. Actually, I'm... Not.
So you have to hit him with Thunderwave, even though...
Because is it a blast?
No. So two reasons. One, yeah, it's a PB AoE.
Okay.
Area 1. Okay. So it has... There's nowhere I can stand to only hit the Wraith and not you.
Yeah.
Second, I don't entirely trust you at the moment.
Yeah.
So because you caused ice when there was a fireball.
Yeah.
Which felt a little weird to me. So...
All right.
There you go.
Reasonable.
And the only other thing I can do is poison.
All right. I like this one better.
So...
good that you knew that then, huh?
Yes, it was, actually. Because it changed what I was going to do.
Constitution?
Con shave. 12 is the DC.
For con?
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, it succeeds.
And I fail.
Okay,
That's great.
You take 9 thunder damage.
Pushed off of the map.
Pushed off the map. 10 feet. And it takes 4 thunder damage. And is pushed. Or I guess it's not pushed.
Before I have it or after I have it?
For the damage? Or
is the actual number you got a 4? Or is that what it ended up being?
That is the number of... it's saved.
Yes. Right?
So it would have taken 4.
Okay, so now instead it takes 2.
Because it's resistant to thundery damage?
It's resistant to, like, everything.
But it's not resistant to radiant, right? Or is it vulnerable radiant? I'll find out.
Possibly vulnerable.
I don't know if there even are vulnerabilities anymore.
There is. It doubles damage.
Well, then it's not vulnerable. But I don't see that one on its resistance, so...
But it's incorporeal. The two of you would know.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, so that's Morthok, right?
Yep.
Elias.
All right.
I can't leave.
Why not?
Because if I leave, he'll hit me.
Oh. I say, Morthok, don't...
Wait, I thought you pushed... Oh, just me. I got pushed.
Just you.
Okay.
You're pushed off the screen.
I say, Morthok, don't let it touch you again, or they'll die.
I can feel that. I can feel it pulsing through my veins.
Like, die,
Did
die.
You say that you can feel you would die?
Yeah. I don't know what you're referencing, but yes.
Do you feel you would touch the sky?
Well, I understand that.
I don't have anything that would move him. And so if I heal you, you can't, like, I can't heal you because your hit point maximum is now 1.
Correct. I just, for the record, Gender, I am okay with you killing me.
I know. I'd probably do it anyway. Good. Well, maybe I wouldn't, but...
What's its...
Even if you die, you can be resurrected. It's just expensive.
That's true. Luckily, we have a patron.
Yes. What are you looking for there?
I'm trying to see if I can do command on it. To make it...
You can try.
You can certainly try.
All right, so first I'm going to get out of Fireland. This looks like a good place to stand.
Outside of Fireland?
Yeah. And then, let's see. Command, I can do a one-word command to it. Oh, no, I've got... What's one better? I think I have one better than command. Called... Or did I not prepare it? Suggestion. There we go. We suggest a course of activity limited to a sentence or two and magically influence a creature you can see within range. Creatures cannot be charmed or immune to this effect. Do I know if he's immune to charm or do I have to do a knowledge check?
He is. You would have enough religious knowledge to know this is immune to charm.
Never mind, I'm not going to do that. What about suggestion or command?
This thing actually doesn't have a ton of hit points, but it just is immune to like everything. That's its deal.
Okay. In that case, I'm just going to shoot it. With the attack that I have, which is called... What's it called? Dang it. Right here.
Holy crap.
Holy crap. Sacred Flame.
That's always a good one.
Yeah, radiant damage. And I'm going to do it like a... Yeah, so... 1d8 radiant damage.
Okay, do
it. Succeed on a dex saving throw. So you've got to hit a 13 saving throw.
Man, the dice gods love me today.
So you... Yep, so it missed?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Half on miss?
Anything? Nope, nothing on a miss.
Sorry.
All right. So that's the end of my turn.
Day.
I am looking up a spell really quick to make sure I do know exactly what it does.
Okay. FYI, this microphone will pick up your guys' page turnings and keyboard clickings. Just so you know.
Okay.
Well, I still think...
Well, it doesn't matter to me.
From the sensitivity of...
Yeah. Well, it'll pick it up, but it'll pick up all our voices much louder, you know, as the volume it normally would. Because I can't turn the sensitivity down without turning everything down, essentially.
Okay. I am going to use a minor action to sustain the sphere.
Don't you mean a
bonus action to move it one square over and smack it into the wraith again.
A bonus action to sustain it, or a...
No, a minor to sustain.
Minor actions are a thing?
I don't think they existed anymore.
You just concentrate and you keep it, basically.
You it costs a minor action. You have a your normal action and your minor action. What they did away with was the move action.
Oh, so what's a move?
It's a minor action.
Got it.
So I don't get to move this turn, basically.
So are you moving the fireball into the wraith square itself? Or just
no, I'm moving it into the square adjacent to it and then smacking the wraith in the face with it.
Okay.
But so, out of the way where it's not going to kill my friends.
Right, but it is pressed up against a stone wall.
Yep.
Just making sure.
That's fun. Can spheres squeeze?
And so,
I guess you also just erased crime scene evidence, too.
The crime scene evidence is trying to kill us.
Yeah, kind of is.
And also... I really don't care if this thing lights the building on fire at all.
I noticed, because it's probably going to, because I doubt it has a stone roof and stone eaves.
The Wraith needs to make a DC 14 dex save. Or take.
Man, the dice. I'm averaging like 15 here on my rolls.
I hate you.
So it saves.
Still.
Then it would normally take 4 damage.
So another 2.
So it takes 2.
Tink, tink.
Yep.
Honk, honk.
It slowly singes. Okay.
I wish I had more spells. Why do we do this? Without resting.
And then I'm going to use my normal action to move myself to...
I thought you said
you can't move because you're sustaining.
Yeah, I have a minor action. You have a minor action and a normal action, correct?
Yeah, it's just two things, though.
I thought you sustained as your minor and you made an attack as your major.
No, I made an attack as a bonus action.
Ah.
I can move it as a bonus action. Concentration. What does it take to maintain concentration?
Nothing.
Right. I don't think concentration takes anything extra. It's just you concentrate.
Oh. Okay. All right then. I'm going to move myself over to... can we move the dwarf? Since that's not where he is.
I thought that was where he is.
No, I got moved 10 feet. I'm off the screen.
Oh, you're like here-ish?
Keep going.
Plus one? Well, if I put him any further, square. I can't actually put him any farther.
You
can't,
try. See what I want to see.
I can't. There's an edge. Do it. I can't push him past the edge.
No, do it.
Well, just keep in mind, that's where he is.
No, you actually can't. I can't move Hillcade Hill off the edge. Interesting. And I'm going to move myself to there.
All right, the dwarf.
I can't see my character.
You're just to the left of the blue room.
Oh no, the turnover covers it up. Oh, I can move that though.
Yeah, you can.
There you go. Alright. I'm going to use...
The sphere ignites flammable objects not being worn or carried.
Good. Yep.
The rest of you guys check your actions ahead of time because we're down to only 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm going to attack him. The wraith, that is.
Okay.
Can I do that, actually? Because of where I'm at. I can't. I'll move. I'll move to where I am actually on the screen.
I move to where I am again.
Yeah. And I'm going to attack him with my short sword.
I thought you were tied up.
Since when?
Since the beginning of the combat.
Then how did I move out of the fireball?
He wasn't tied up. Or I guess he was tied up.
They said he was going to bind
him. I assume
him.
You can wriggle and move. So you, snaked your way.
Oh, okay.
But
that would make sense then.
Yeah.
But I can't move. Did the fire not burn? Oh, his bind is a spell.
Yeah.
Is bind? Wait, it's was a spell?
It
a sp-
I thought no. It was an actual rope.
It's an actual rope.
It's actual rope.
Oh, then the rope has been burning.
No, it's not, because it's not unattended.
It only lights things
that are... It ignites flammable objects not being worn or carried.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, that would have changed my first action, but that's
Let's
okay.
say you wriggled out of it or something.
You
I
just hopped your way over there somehow.
No, let's say you were...
No, it's fine. I can still be bound. I can deal with this. I'll just wriggle to the one space.
Okay.
I thought you had escaped.
I only need to move one square, so it doesn't bother me.
I thought you had escaped.
I just won't attack him with a sword instead. I'll do something else.
To whom are you attacking?
The wraith.
So you're on the rooftop now?
No, I wouldn't let me do the icons thing with him where he was, so I had to move him. Do your thing.
Okay.
I'm just picking an icon.
I'm going to use a water whip.
Whoa.
And I'm going to push the creature, I guess. Or shove the creature. I can push or pull the creature to imbalance it. Can I imbalance a wraith, first off? Would I know this?
I don't think your character would have much knowledge. You can make a check if you want.
So just keep reading.
Okay. Balance it. A creature that you can see that is within 30 feet of you must make a dexterity saving throw. On a failed save, the creature takes 3d10 of damage. Plus an additional 1d10 of bludgeoning damage.
Yikes.
For each key point I spend.
3d10 what kind of damage?
Bludgeoning.
Bludgeoning, okay.
And you can either knock it prone or pull it up to 25 feet closer to you.
I thought you said push it.
On a successful save, the creature takes half as much damage as you didn't pull it or knock it prone.
Right. So what's the save I have to make for it?
It's quite 12. Yeah.
Of what variety?
Oh, no, it's a dexterity saving throw.
Of number...
Oh, key.
Dexterity what? 12?
12.
Okay. That time you hit.
Yes! Roll all your d10s.
All of them.
That's a d10. Oh, you gotta roll them one at a time.
All right, 15 bludgeoning.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I try to knock it prone. Does it get knocked prone?
It does not get knocked prone.
Okay.
You see it stagger a little bit from your attack.
Okay.
So you just like whipped up your bound hands and.
So I didn't even have to. I don't think.
Some of the rain. No, but I wanted you to be a water.
No, I have water. I have a water bottle on me all the time. I'm like Katara.
Yeah, but you can't. She has to.
Well, I don't need to do that.
You're just mind.
Yeah.
Your eyes turn white.
Mm-hmm. You go all right.
Avatar state.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to make this thing interesting because I can.
Yeah.
Elder, go ahead and make your save. Your DC 14.
Wait,
for what?
For what?
It's attacking you again.
Well, okay.
Okay, what kind of save, Con?
Yeah.
19.
Ooh, lucky you. Okay. So instead of having your hit point maximum drained, you're just going to go unconscious.
Yay.
Maybe still die. We'll see.
Hang on. I have a thing.
Yes. You have that thing now.
I have a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot that I had this thing until right now. I have a feat. It allows me to do stuff.
I have 2 feet.
I can use my reaction to make a melee weapon attack against the attacking creature because a creature within 5 feet of me made an attack against a target other than me.
Okay.
There you go.
Sweet.
Can this stop its attack or does it just do damage?
It just does damage.
Okay.
So I'm still unconscious.
Yeah. What's your hit point total? Your maximum?
29.
Normally. Okay.
Not dead then.
So he's at
really close.
I was 1 of 1.
Yeah, now you're at negative 27.
Well, he's at 0.
Well, no, minus 27.
Minus 27.
Rules, if you look at the rules, you can never actually go negative.
Then how do you ever... Is it the only way to die from just failing your death saving throws?
No, if you...
Or if you take enough damage that it would...
If it does half your hit point... So yeah, he's dead.
I'm dead.
Oh, it's half at negative, not full at negative?
No, sorry, if it's full. So if he gets... So if something would have done... 2 damage to him, he would be dead.
Well, I'm running this total off his actual total.
Oh, okay.
Not the
then no.
Total.
Then you would, if anything had done, take would have taken him to would have taken
yeah,
him to negative 29.
Right, he's 2 away from that.
But now he's back to 0, and so we'd have to do another one that did negative 29.
Why is he back to 0?
That's what it says in the book.
So it has to be a single hit that's big enough to do that all at once.
Yes.
That's odd. Doesn't make entirely a lot of sense, but whatever. Either way,
pretty sure
it didn't push
it,
over the end.
That's how it reads. That's what I read it as.
All right, well, anyway. So, Josiah, what's the number you got for me?
25 versus AC.
That'll hit.
Seven damage.
Of what variety?
As I smack him with a staff.
Okay.
Bludgeoning.
Okay. So, yes, then more thought goes to being... Almost dead, but not quite.
Right.
Because it wouldn't have taken you below that negative total anyway, so...
But any damage from here on out gives me a fail. Once I get 3 failures, I'm dead.
Okay, that makes sense. All right.
So if you hit me once, I just instantly get a fail.
Right.
No matter what the damage is.
Unless you get... unless enough of it would be to equal or exceed your maximum hit points.
Right.
And then you just die.
Yeah, exactly.
So you guys see Morthok drop like a stone...
Okay.
Like I even beef myself up.
Sweaty stone.
And then more hit points than Cade Hill.
Okay,
the Wraith needs to make a dex save.
For
the sphere.
Sphere.
Oh, yeah.
It ended its turn in the sphere's face.
Okay, it'll take it. How much does it take from the sphere?
DC 14 dex save, and if it doesn't, if it fails to save, it'll take 8.
Okay. Oops. Huh. That's not what I meant to do. Okay. Hillcade Hill.
Hillcade Hill shrugs at his previous miss and twangs another arrow at him. The brain not work. 12 this time. I've improved.
Still miss. It's getting better.
Yeah.
Good job. Okay, Morthok.
It's almost a 10%.
Who's unconscious? Increase.
Morthok makes a safe throw. He doesn't. He fails.
So you get one death. Death. So check that box that
yes.
says fail.
You just got one death death.
Yes, I will keep track of them.
Yes.
Elias
does cool things. Okay. Oh, that's Kate Hill. So I move over here. Then I move over here. Next to the flaming sphere, but I don't touch it. Then I run past the unconscious Morthok. Then I stand behind Morthok.
Step on his body.
Yep. I jump over him. And I
do. Provoked.
That would have provoked?
Yes.
Oh, what if I squeeze?
Yeah, you did leave it threatened. Yeah, if you squeeze there, you're okay.
And then can I go over here? Does that count?
That is clear, yes.
What the heck was that?
That was a phone.
A computer phone device. Good. So I move at half speed during there, but I've got plenty of move to do that. I cast the spell Healing Word as a bonus action on Morthok. As a level 1. Creature of your choice you can see within range gains hit points equal to 1d4 plus your spellcasting ability modifier.
Wait, so is my maximum still 1?
You gain 1 hit point.
You gain 1. You are now at 1 hit point.
Yeah, until you have a long rest, your maximum is 1.
So, but I could have cast that from a distance, but the reason I did this is so I could cast, and then in my, that was my bonus action, and then my action is resistance. I touch Morthok, and I say, resistance. And I, like, shake your foot. you touch one willing creature. Once before the spell ends, the target can roll a d4 and add the number rolled to one saving throw of its choice. It can roll the die before or after the saving throw. The spell then ends.
Okay.
Plus one it is.
Plus one it is.
All right. And to let you guys know, if he had failed that con check that last turn, he would have died.
He's
I'm not pulling punches here.
Yep, there we go.
All right, Day.
Let's smack it with the sphere again.
So resistance...
DC 14 dex save, and if it fails, it takes 11.
Succeeds.
It takes two. Half of 11 would be 5, so 2.
Yep, because it's resistant to fire.
Pretty much.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty much resistant to everything. Then I'm going to cast... Shillelagh.
Hmm.
They still have that spell?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of awesome. As another bonus action. And I'm going to smack the thing in the face with a shillelagh.
Boy, if I had a nickel for every time I've heard that.
You'd have a nickel?
Maybe two of them.
My question is, does it have resistance to magical weapons?
Varying. So is this magical bludgeoning?
Yes.
Okay, I know what to do with that then.
Okay. Let's see. That's crit.
Yay!
Nice.
Yay,
how do crits work in this?
Roll your damage dice twice.
Roll twice.
Yeah, that's right.
So I do 2d8. That's
plus
not terrible, but anything? It's not great. 12 damage.
Okay. Okay.
You said this thing didn't have a lot of hit points.
No, it doesn't.
It has resistance, though, so everything's halved.
Given you've been doing twos and threes to it, that actually was a pretty decent hit.
Did you add your strength?
What strength?
It was a magical attack, wasn't it?
I mean, whatever your spellcasting ability is.
That's the way Shillelagh works? You roll 2d8 plus your spellcasting ability? Or what?
No, Shillelagh just says that it does. It does 1d8.
You can use your spellcasting ability instead of strength for the attack and damage rolls.
Oh, for the attack and damage rolls. Let's add 8 more to that then.
Nice.
Or is it because it doubles that as well?
No, it doesn't double that.
No, it's like old stuff where it doubles the roll. Okay, you see that very solidly connect with the Wraith.
Clang. You
know, pummel it around a bit.
It's still half in the wall.
Yes.
We're just like beating on this wall. It's catching on fire.
Now it looks at you guys, mostly looks at Day, kind of gives this hiss and says, "This isn't over, mortals," and disappears into whatever building it's next to, which, by the way, is catching on fire. And you guys will have the option to give chase here. This doesn't, you know, isn't necessarily over. But that's where we have to end the session, or the episode.
All right.
Yeah. But it is fairly beat up. You can tell you've actually done quite a bit to it.
And it's smart enough to know that it's better to run away than to be demystified.
Just fight here until it's killed or whatever. Yeah. All right. So we'll pick that up again next time.
All right.
It'll be exciting. We'll take notes.
Thanks for listening.
Hope you like the new mic.
Yeah.
We do. That wraps things up for today's episode of Downfall, our Dungeons & Dragons role-playing podcast. If you've enjoyed what you've heard, please consider giving us a 5-star rating on iTunes, donating through PayPal on our website, supporting us on Patreon, or spreading the word to your friends. You can send us an email anytime at downfalldnd@gmail.com. We love hearing from fans and love hearing what you guys enjoyed about the show. Thanks for listening.